Soku izika atisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 18 Ndlolanja 2022 ngiphakathi Jeremiah endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Section of the law is that Section 239J of the Constitution of Zimbabwe gives the Commission broad powers to instruct any person in the employment of the state or of a local authority for purpose of ensuring the efficient, free, fair, proper and transparent conduct of any election or referendum. So in essence, this would only be unlawful.
Have a commission ever known as okay to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission? Bathi akuphambani lo mthetho ukusebenzisana kwabo labezomvikela loba izisebenzi zikahulumende zincedisa kundaba zokhetho. ZANPF basungule uhlelo lwabo lokukhankasela ukuthola ukusekelo ukuthola ama-by elections lukhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla uMnumzana Kembo Mahadi. Kuleviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo we-afropop uMakhosini Dominic Nkomo odume ngegama lakhe kwezomcula elithi Marco Dre. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abe commission ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission bathi akuphambani lo mthetho ukusebenzisana kwabo labezomvikela loba izisebenzi zikahulumende zincedisa kundaba zokhetho. Izek ithi labo abathi lokhu kuncedisa ekuqulweni kokhetho kabalethe ubufakazi. Umlondolozi Ndlovu uzethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba eHarare obeyemele umholi wezeki Nkosikazi Jane Phamizira Ichikiji uveze ukuba akula ngenye indlela ikhomishini le engacela ngayo ukhetho, njalo abantu abangakunanzeleliyo ukuthi inkulumo ezinje zenza abantu bengabe lesifiso sokubhalisa ukuvota. Uthi kuyamangalisa ukuba amabandla ezombusazwe akhangelele ukuba avotele ukhetho kodwa ahambe sola njalo ezeki bona bekhangelele ukuba ibale amavoti abo.
Position of the law is that Section 239J of the Constitution of Zimbabwe gives the Commission broad powers to instruct any person.
Uqhubeke esithi labo abathi ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyaqilwa kumele baze lobufakazi kukhomishini le kaZulu. Kodwa okhulume emele ibandla leCitizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Gift Osalo Siziba uthi bayasola indlela iZEC esebenza ngayo esithi ivulela amathuba okugcila kukhetho.
Okuqala ukuthi sisakhulumisana labeZEC ngenxa yokuthi thina njengenhlanganiso ese-rejectwe kusemthethweni sizakhuluma labo ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi kwenziwe njani into zilungisiswe. Yindaba yokuqala ukuthi ayidalo ukukhulumisana. Kwesibili sizayenza ukuthi ayi-public interest litigation kuye madala ukuze kube into
ingcishi kwezombusazwe esebenza ephansi kwenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute. UMnumzana Bekuzela Gumbo uthi akumelanga ababuthi bangenele kukhetho ukuze lukhululeke.
Ama socha engavunyelwa mawa ukuthi aprovide i-security phandle le, kodwa uma sebengena phakathi kuzeki bephatha umsebenzi wezeki soku compromise izingathi independence. Izeki ayisazimelanga, angeke isayibiza sithi independent commission mayabe isisetshenzelwa ngamasocha isiwaziyo eZimbabwe ukuthi abaningi bangkhona baphuma bekhuluma ukuthi basupporta iZANU. Njalo siyakwazi ukuthi iZANU yiyo eyafuma izandla phela naleyo eyatshintshwa yabe yiZDF. So kuthi ukuthi izeki ayiseko njani, ayiseko independent.
Eminyakeni ngazo zonke izikhathi kuqhutshwa ukhetho elizweni, inhlanganiso ezisebenzana loZulu ezibona ngamalungelo oluntu zivame ukusola izeki ngokuphathisa ibandla elibusayo ukuthi ligcile ukhetho, kodwa yona ithi yenza umsebenzi wayo kusemthethweni. Ngimele isitu 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abezanu-PF basungule uhlelo lokukhankasela ukhetho lwama-by-elections. Lolu hlelo lusungulwe okusemthethweni ngumsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla, uMnumzana Kembo Mohati. Ngenkuthazo kuZulu ukubana ayebhalisela ukuvota, ngoba kungasizi ukuza emhlanganeni ngobuningi abantu bengavoti. Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabasekeli bezanu-PF bezithe gwaqa lamhlanje elokitshini lenkulumane kobulawayo, lapho lelo bandla belisungula uhlelo lokukhankasela ukuthola usekelo kukhetho lwama-by-elections lukamhlaka 26 Mbimbitho. Esungula okusemthethweni umkhankaso wokubhalisela ukuvota kanye lokuyavota, uMnumzana Kembo Mohati, umsekeli womkhokheli wezanu-PF, uthe kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu babhalisele ukuvota. Isihlalo wezanu-PF kobulawayo uMnumzana Jabulani Sibanda ukhuthaze abantu ukuba bahlukane lodlakela ngalesi sikhathi somkhankaso.
Asifuni abantu abenza ubudlwangudlwangu enye iphathi kumbe kwenye iphathi, lokhu asikufuni. Kodwa sifuna amaphathi wonke ananzelele ukuthi kulabanye futhi izigebenga eziba phakathi kwamaphathi abaqalisa ukwenza into ezinje ukuze abantu bamaphathi bonke belisane. Thina sifunisa namaphathi, siyacela amanye amaphathi ekhona udla ukancedise ukuthi ngabantu abenze khona lokho, ngabe ngababo bebalethe phambili, ngabe ngasibabo sincekisane ukubana sikwahle abantu ngobani abazojikijela abantu phakathi ozagcina phese siswisane sodwa.
UNduna Dumisani Ndondo obekhona emhlanganweni walamhlanje ukhuthaza ukuthula lenhlonipho ezweni.
Ukuthula elizweni, and ithi we want peace and stability and advancement. Into esiyikhangeleyo thina. And then inhlonipho, inhlonipho ikakhulu ubukhokheli bukhona. Kufuneka ubukhokheli bukhona buhlonitshwe. Of course kune-voter apathy, kodwa sihlala sisiba nama-meetings sizama ukuthi sikhuthaze abantu ukuthi bathini, bavote.
UNkosazana Bridget Bebe osakhulayo wezanu-PF uthi yena sewabhalisa kudala, ngakho-ke ukhuthaza abatsha njengaye ukuphatheka kukhetho.
Ngiyabakhuthaza ukuthi uyabe sethene ithini ezisiredi ukukwanisa ukuyarejista ahamba ayovota, ngoba i-economic development yenziwa abantu abasebenzisana kanye kanye ne-ruling party yabo ikhona. So ukuze siyalele ukuthi sisebenzisana naye kumele sibekwazi ukubona.
Kukhetho lwama-by elections lukamhlaka 26 Mbimbitho, iZANU iyabe imelwe nguMnumzana David Ndlovu enkulumane, kuthi uMnumzana Gideon Msingo amelele libandla ephumula. Leli bandla lihle lathatha leli thuba ukuvezela abasekeli balo ababili laba kusungulwa umkhankaso wokudinga usekelo kukhetho. Kulandela ukuqhamuka kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19, umgcini sihlalo wekhomishini ebona ngezokhetho, iZimbabwe Electoral Commission, uNkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba, ngolwezi 2020 wamisa ukuqhutshwa kwama-by elections elandela umthetho u-SI-225A 2020 obunjwa lugatsha lwezempilakahle belandela iziqondiso zokumelana le-COVID-19. Usahluko 159 wesisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe uyaqinisa ukuvumela ukuphathwa kwama-by-elections phakathi kwenyanga ezintathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo enkulumane, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kunjalo nje ibandla eli-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi kulabasekeli balo ababotshiweyo eHarare namhlanje bekhankasela ukhetho lwama-by-elections. Amagqwetha abamelayo awenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum athi kubotshwe abayisikhombisa ngesikhathi sisiya emoyeni bebegcinwe enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare Central. leli bandla likhala ngokuthi abasekeli balo bayahlukunyezwa mahlayana ngabezanu PF kanye lamapolisa. Kunjalo nje kuzaba lokuphithizela ngempela sonto amabandla ezombusazwe ekhankasa. Kusasa umholi we-MDC team Mnumzana Douglas Monzora ulo mhlangano wobulawayo. Kuthi ngesonto umkhokheli we-Citizens Coalition for Change Mnumzana Nelson Chamisa abe lowakhe eHarare. Abezanu PF baza kuba lowabo eMarondera ngosuku olufanayo. Untungameli Nkomo uxoxa lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe Mnumzana Evidlela Ngcobe.
Imikhankaso isikhathi sayo ukuthi sibe khona ngoba ukhetho vele selusalelwe ngamaviki ambalwa nje ukuthi lube khona lolo esithi ngeby election lokugcwalisa izikhala. Ngakho ke lonke iqembu eliyabe liphathekile kulolu khetho limele likhankase liye kuyo yonke indawo lapho lidingakala khona. Abazagoqa izandla bahlale bathi bona abantu bayasazi bazaba bazamangala ngokuba ukhetho kalusebenzi kanjalo. Kumele usukume uye finyelele ebantwini ungabadeleli ungabeyisi uye batshela lokho bathembisa khona ngendlela eqondileyo ngolimo oluhloniphayo abantu baza kuzwisisa. Kanti ke vele lolu khetho soze lube ngolukhululekileyo ngokuba iZANU PF lokhe isebenzisa iZBC amaphepha akahulumende ngendlela engafanelanga, amapolisa lokhe esetshenziswa ngendlela engafanelanga, ayabandlulula amaqembu aphikisayo esekela iqembu leZANU PF. Ngakho ke konke khona lokho kwenza ukuthi ukhetho lungabe ngolukhululekileyo. Kodwa nanxa kunjalo kabasukume basebenze bakampeyine balwisa abantu basukume ngobuningi bayevota ngosuku lokuvota, yikho okudingakalayo.
Abebandla likaThamisa bakhala ngokuthi bafakelwe imigoqo elukhuni efana lokuthi umhlangano wabo wangesonto eHarare abasekeli babo akumelanga bahambe ngezimota eziningi betshaya ama-slogan kumbe betoyitoya. Kanti njalo ibandla akumelanga lithwale abantu abavela kwezinye indawo besiza labo kulumhlangano. Okuyimigoqo abakaThamisa abathi kayifakelwa ibandla leZANU PF, ungathini ngalokho?
Baqinisile ukuthi imigoqo yonke levimbela inkululeko yokukhankasa ayifakelwa iqembu leZANU PF, ifakelwa amaqembu aphikisayo. Yikho kwenza ukuthi ukhetho lungakhululeki khona lokho. Amapolisa labezomthetho kwabafanelanga basebenze beluhlangothi kumbe ugatsha leZANU PF. Kumele bazimele bahambe lo mthetho ngendlela ofaneleyo. Kodwa ke asikuboni lokho kusenzakala. Sibona kuso sonke isikhathi nxa kusiza ukhetho ubone amapolisa labanye abezemthetho sebesekela iqembu leZANU PF. Khona lokho abakutshoyo ukuvimbela i-CCC kuyaveza kamhlophe ukuthi balohlangothi abalusekelayo. Akufanelanga kube njalo, angeke lube lukhetho olukhululekileyo. Kodwa ke nanxa sesisho kanjalo abantu abangakhathali abasukume bayevota ngosuku lokuvota bavotele lo ababe bemthanda bemfuni. Iyo yodwa indlela yokuvimbela ukubuswa ngumuntu ongamfuniyo.
Mnumzana Evidlela Ngcobe ucubungula ezombusazwe. Sehlulekile ukukhuluma lesikhulumeli samapholisa Mnumzana Phonyathi ngoba ubengadophi ucingo lwakhe. Owake wamela iHurungwe East edalele ephalamende unkosikazi Sarah Maoka akasekho. Maoka ubhubhele engozini yomgwaqo izolo thuzane leBuffalo Towns emgwaqweni osuka eHarare usiya eChirundu. Waba ngomunye ababekucelele G40 ebandleni leZANU PF. Leli gcwele elalikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Grace Mgabe lalisana lele Lacoste elalibikwa likhokhelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esesengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe. Maoka ukhunjelwa ngokuthuka akwenza uMnangagwa emhlanganeni weZANU PF owenzelwa eHarare ngomunye umnyaka kulokudonselana kuZANU PF. Wagcina ixotshwa kuZANU PF ngemva kokugenqulwa kombuso owayengumongameli uMnumzana Robert Mgabe ngomnyaka ka-2017. Amalungiselelo omngcwabo abengakaziswa uZulu kodwa ukhangelele ukubekwa epulazini lakhe eliseHurungwe. Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho lwamabhaya elections oluqhutshwa mhlaka 26 inyanga izayo kaMbimbitho kanye lohlelo lokubhalisa ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota kule voter registration olwenziwa ngabezek. Okwamanje wathi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
So kule minyaka phose elichumilanye uhulumende kaBashar al-Assad ehlasele abantu ababetshengisela ngokuthula beququzela umbuso okhululekileyo kweleSyria wabahlukumeza kakubi ngezikhali ezinkulu amabhomba kanye legasi eyishefu. Udlakela lolu lwaphendula ukutshengisela lokhu kwahle kwavuka impi. Kusukela lapho kulabantu abangafika inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu alengxenye 350,000 asebefile ngenxa yalimpi. Abedlula izigidi ezilichumi lambili i 12 million abasela ndawo zokuhlala kuthi abanye sebayaphephela emazweni angomakhelwane. Abantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% kumbe izigidi ezilichumi lane 14 million badinga uncedo lokudla ikakhulu ngalesisikhathi sebusika. Abantu beSyria bathwele nzima ngomqando lomumo womkhathi ongemuhle. Izigidi zidinga okokuzikhudumeza. Kutsho umeli weMelika kumanyano weUnited Nations uAmbassador Linda Thomas Greenfield. Uthe njalo, okwenza lumumo ube mubi ngamandla ngomkhuhlane weCOVID-19, ukubhidlika komnotho kanye lokuhlonhlobala kodlakela. Indlala layo ihlasele ngamandla njalo izigidi lezigidi zabantu aziwatholi amanzi ahlanzekileyo aneleyo kweleSyria. Imikhuhlane ebangelwa ngamanzi angcolileyo layo iyayisanda. Ngalesi sikhathi sokuswela kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu abadinga usizo baluthole kungela migoqo. Ngisho lamaphilisi, imithi yokwelapha kanye lamajekiseni e-COVID-19. Sokule minyaka inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye lezisebenzi ze-United Nations zisitsho ukuthi uhulumende ka-Assad uyavimba kumbe ukungenela kundaba zokufikisa usizo ebantwini abaludingayo. Okukhathazayo kakhulu ikuvalwa kwemingcele yonke efinyelela izigaba ezilawulwa ngamaqembu alwisana lohulumende ngaphandle komngcele owodwa nje. Umngcele lo owebhabhu al-Hawa kumele wengezwe isikhathi sokusebenza kwawo yi-United Nations Security Council ngontulikasi. Uhulumende ka-Assad labangane bakhe bele Russia bafuna lonke usizo lokudla lokunye ludlule eDamascus kuqala. IMelika isekela zonke indlela zokuletha usizo ebantwini baseSyria. Kodwa usizo olusuka endaweni ezilawulwa nguhulumende lusiya kweziphethwe ngabalwisana laye luletha ingozi enkulu kulabo abaluhambisayo abasebenzela inhlanganiso eziphathisa abadubekileyo. Ngakho imingcele kumele ivulwe, kutsho uAmbassador Thomas Greenfield. Wengeze wathi amazwe omhlaba kumele asebenze ndawonye afake umfutho kuvulwe imingcele yonke ukuze ukudla kufinyelele abakudingayo, hatshi ukuthi kuvulwe umngcele wePapa al-Hawa kuphela. UGreenfield ucizelele wathi isimo sendlala lokuhlupheka okuseSyria siphazamisa ukuthula lomvikela emhlabeni jikelele. Kumele senze konke okusemandleni ethu ukulungisisa lumumo siphathise abantu bakweleSyria.
lolo ke bekuludaba oluvisa imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Kwezemidlalo uthi ulethemba lokuthola imiklomelo emithathu kulimpela viki umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uMandla Ndlovu. Intethelo zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngocweleyo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders ngalicalanga kuhle imidlalo yeligi njengoba lenelise ukuthola umklomelo owodwa kwimidlalo emithathu kodwa umpo futhi ngesonto kumele bayithathe yonke imiklomelo.
Amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle abafana mbona vela Dlabuzane njengoba ukwazi ukuthi ama-games ethu esiwadlalileyo amathathu aso magemu angani ahlavurisa abantu abantu ngani baqhubekile kodwa mina ngithi njengomqeqeshi hathi silungiselele ukuthi umdlalo lo wesine le wawa ngesonto kube le njabulo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders lehluleke ukulitshayela emambuleni kumidlalo emithathu edluleyo kodwa umpo futhi bakhangelele ukuguqula leso simo emdlalweni wangesonto oza kuba senkundleni eBarber Fields. Iqembu lebhosi lithenge umgadli omutsha uStanley Ngala ensukwini esanda kudlula njalo liphinde lathenga lonozinto osakhulayo uRafael PTC kanye lomdlali lewake walidlalela kudala uRaman Kutsanzira. Imidlalo yeviki lesine yona iqala ngomgqibelo lapho iqembu le-Chicken Inn elizadlala khona lelebulawa yeChiefs enkundleni eluveve. Womabili la maqembu anqobile kumidlalo yawo edlalwe ngeviki edlileyo lapho ele Chicken Inn elitshaye khona ele 10x nge-3 kanya kuthi ele Chiefs linqobele FC Platinum nge-2 kanya. Umbhekeshi weqembu le-Chiefs uNilton Teroso ukuthi bazazama ngamandla abo wonke ukuba bathole imiklomelo emithathu.
Siyazi akusoke kube lula njalo siyalihlonipha iqembu le-Chicken Inn ngoba lihlezi lidlalela phezu kwengalane okuyinto elifuna ukuyenza njalo nalonyaka. Sizazama ukuthi sincintise lathi kumizuzu engamachumi ayisiyagalolunye ukuze sithole imiklomelo emithathu.
Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu le-FC Platinum lizemukela ele-Dynamos ngasemandava kuthi eleyada lizadlala lele-Black Rhinos ngase-Baobab. Ngesonto iqembu le-Rentals lizadlala lele-Manyika Diamonds ngase-National Sports Stadium. I-Cranbourne Bullets izatshana lize-PC Kariba ngase-Baobab. I-10X izamukela ibulawayo City ngase-Sakuva kuthi iqembu le-Triangle lizadlala lele-Harare City ngase-Gibo. Ngomvulo iqembu le-Cape United lizancikelana lele-Ngezi Platinum Stars ngase-National Sports Stadium. Kolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe elaziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi Mighty Warriors lizadibana leLebotswana kusasa ngolwesihlanu enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium kumkhankaso wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Mighty Warriors usithethelelo isibanda uthi amalungiselelo abo ahamba kuhle.
Ama-players abesele isikhathi eside engazivoxavoxi kodwa okwamanje hayi sebekushephe engcono so ngibona ngani emdlalweni wase Botswana bazadlala kuhle kakhulu.
IZimbabwe leBotswana lizaphinda na umphehlo ngolwesithathu oluzayo njalo iqembu elizanqoba lapho ngemva kwemidlalo yomibili lizathola ilungelo lokuyaphatheka kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations ozaqhutshelwa elizweni laseMorocco ngenyanga kaNtulikazi. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Uliviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo we-Afropop uMakhosini Dominic Nkomo odume ngegama lakhe kwezokucula elithi Marco Dre. Yena-ke usebenzela kwele-Australia. Asizweni exoxa nomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Zituma zivela ngaphansi komhlaba khonale abantu kuse down under e Ozi zicula ngumakho Trey Woza Nkomo
izalwa kobulawayo ngikhulela entaba zinduna emulini enamantombazana amabili mina kuyimi umfana wokuqala. Umnyaka wami wokuzalwa ngizalwe ngomashi mhla ka 14 kungumnyaka ka 1996. Ezokuhlabela kahle kahle ngiqaliseke ngomnyaka ka 2015 kusiya ku 2017 lapha kodwa bekusese isifiso.
Ah,
ukuthi ukhulela lengoma zabaculi abaningi labanye abamenza waba nomdlandla wokufuna ukucula.
2018 ubuya nje phezulu ngapha yikho lapho engiqalise khona ukuthatha imusic yami serious ngaze ngazozuza i-opportunity yokuthi ngize ngihlabele layo uBig Zulu. UBig Zulu from South Africa, of course, yamazi ingoma ethi yona emazweni. Ekuhlabeleni kwami lo Big Zulu yikho lapha engani ngiqale khona ukuba ukuyithunzanyana nje ebantwini.
Ulesikhathi ecula ekhona le Australia uke wasebenza nabanye abaculi abadumileyo.
Yahle imusic yami yona inspire ngu-Akon. So Akon nje azekhiphe ingoma yakhe leyani ethiwa lonely, I am so lonely. Ngiqalise umlalela kwaphana, I think benilabo 7 years old. Abantu bathi indaba ungaqali, indaba ungazami ukuzibhalela nje ezakho ingoma ngoba uhlabela khanye ngathiwa into ekuwe, indaba ungazami ukubhala ezakho ingoma. Yikho-ke lapho manje okusukele khona manje ukuthi ngibe ngumarco drake lo sehlabela lo Marco Dre umfana kashaus momondi Marco Dre umfana osehlabela lo Big Zulu ingoma ethi
ngawuthola ngaphi makho?
Izitholakala nje kuma platform wonke, lengangena ku Google Play, iTunes, Apple Music, kobo Spotify, kobo YouTube, indawo nje eziningi. I think ama platforms ale music yama afika 30 I think. And then ama platform ami ama social media, anyway, noma nje kando Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anyway, ngingahamba ngifike ngidinge u Marco Dre, M A K H O E and then Dreyy, D-R-E-Y. Abasho. Injabulo yezinto abazindlondlo.
Abasho mfoka Nkomo abashwe. Lathi kuhlelwa Woza Fridays lo mculi osizalwane seZimbabwe osehlala kwele Australia. UMarco Dre. Libe nempela sonto emnandi. Igama lami as a Jesus man.
Ngizihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela abekhomishini ebona ngezokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission bathi akuphambani lomthetho wokusebenzisana kwabo labezomvikela loba izisebenzi zikarhulumente zincedisa kwindaba zokhetho. AbeZANU PF basungule uhlelo lwabo lokukhankasela ukuthola usekelo kukhetho lwama-by-elections ukhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla uMzangakhembu Mahadi. Kule viki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi womdumo we-afropop uMakhosini Dominic Nkomo odume ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Marco Dre. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngupraxitis Jeremiah usithi ngelasonto elithukela.